Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
So again, 800-259-9231. As we jump into the news here, there's a lot to talk about. Of course, your calls come first if you make them, and you can bring up anything. But I mentioned last night that we're going to reveal to you what the most economically free country in the world was. We never got a chance to. Now, as I hinted, if you've heard this before, like every single year for the past years that we've been talking about it.
Yeah, ever since we've been doing the show.
You probably already know. JJ, do you know?
No, I do not.
Hong Kong, number one, the most economically free country. And by the way, this news report here by the AFP focuses on the Heritage Foundation's report, which ranks all the countries in the world on a basis of economic freedom. But they aren't the only organization. There's another organization, the Free the World Foundation, that also ranks countries. The rankings break down differently because they look at different factors and they calculate things a little differently. But it's interesting that on both of the rankings, Hong Kong is number one.
Yeah, it's easier to rank things like, the economic freedoms, because you can quantify those. It's much more difficult to rank things like civil freedoms, whether or not you could smoke marijuana, the level of speech you're allowed to have, religion and all those kind of things. But Hong Kong, pretty free in those areas, too.
So what are the key differences with Hong Kong? I mean, what are the factors that led to this?
Well, it's an interesting question. There are a lot of factors. And in fact, if you go to, you can actually dig into these reports, Heritage Foundation, Free the World. I think it's freetheworld.org. That's one of the places you can go to get one. But they look at various things, from the ability to be able to start a business without a bunch of regulations, bunch of hoops that you have to jump through. You know, in one place like Hong Kong, and maybe I remember John Stossel did a great presentation where he tried to start a business in America, in Hong Kong, and in, I think it was India. And he went in and he went through the official channels.
Right.
And just in India, it was crazy. Like, you have to have, like, the state legislature debate whether or not you can have a business. In America, of course, there's just reams of paperwork that that need to be filled out. And, well, maybe not reams, but a bunch of paperwork that needs to be filled out. Fees need to be paid. Bribes need to be paid. And in Hong Kong, it was a piece of paper.
Wow.
So that's it. Yeah, so to give you, that's one of the ways. Another way they look at, something else they look at is corruption of the court system.
Okay.
Because that's important, especially to business people when they're trying to get business done, whether they got to pay bribes to judges and things like that. And so,
do they also look at, like, white market, black market sort of things?
I don't know about that. Prohibition, that's a good question. Is prohibition coming into play? There are a number of factors.
I don't think there's too much prohibited in Hong Kong, quite frankly.
Yeah,
so, like, prostitution is legal.
In Hong Kong? I don't know.
Couldn't say.
That's a good question.
Because, I mean, that's one thing I would rank. If I were to make the ranking system, I would include these sorts of things. Well,
the JJ rank.
But it encompasses the entire scope of economic freedom, I suppose to say.
This is true, because you're right. Personal freedoms, in a lot of cases, have to do with economic freedom. You could make the statement that without true economic freedom, you can't have personal freedoms either, because essentially drugs are being prohibited. That's an economic prohibition. It's saying you cannot buy and sell this product.
Well, it also, I mean, everything you do in your life pretty much comes down to spending money, whether it's paying for where you live or what you eat or what you do. You're spending money, and if there's any regulation on how you spend that money, then clearly it would affect this sort of ranking.
I think you're right about that. So to give you some, if you really want to dig in, there's a lot of detail that you can get out of these reports. Obviously, the AFP is going to gloss over and just give us the general rankings. And so just to kind of bring you up to speed here, United States, go ahead, take a crack. Where did it end up this year?
I'll let JJ guess, because
this is the Heritage Foundation. This is
I'll say 59.
This is a conservative. I can tell. Now, JJ's never, you've never even heard of this.
No,
he's just taking a shot.
You have no point of reference.
No.
Yeah, the Heritage Foundation is, as you said, is a conservative organization. It's not a libertarian organization. It's not a liberal organization.
But you'd think that as a conservative group, they'd favor America.
Are they American based?
Yes.
Washington, D.C.
I thought they were.
Okay, well, then I'm going to change that to like a 5.
Okay, Mark?
I'm going to guess 9.
Okay, you might have heard me say last night. It is number 9 this year in the Heritage Foundation study. So ranking above the United States, well, apparently Hong Kong, followed by Singapore, Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, Canada, Ireland, and Denmark.
Okay, so Denmark, Switzerland, Australia, New Zealand, all of these above the United States?
Ireland. Yep. Ireland. Singapore, Hong Kong.
These are all places that I always considered socialist. You know, when I was just your average conservative out there, wasn't really plugged into this kind of information, those are socialist places. Turns out, you know, they're
more economic freedom
than the United States.
It's so sad.
But that's, of course, there are a lot of countries on this list. They list a total of 179 economies broken down by geographic political boundaries, and the bottom is kind of interesting to take a look at as well.
Well, I know who's on the bottom.
So who is it?
North Korea.
Oh, well,
North Korea,
okay,
is,
that makes sense.
Yeah, North Korea is the bottom. Cuba is third to last, and Zimbabwe second
Cuba's
to last.
Cuba's trying to get back on some kind of track here.
So even with Zimbabwe's hyperinflation problem, they're still not as bad as North Korea.
Wow.
Like, Zimbabwe's an awful, awful place, and the hyperinflation has been just destroying the economy there. But North Korea, this bizarro land, which is nothing more.
I mean, can't imagine what it'd be like to live there.
There's a great, I mentioned this last week, but it's worth mentioning again. There's a great show that Johnson pointed me to online. It's available on YouTube. It's called The Vice Guide to North Korea. They actually bring cameras. They're allowed to bring cameras in. Of course, they have to go on the official tour. You can't step away from the official track. But
they're followed all the 24 hours a day.
It's still fascinating and creepy all at the same time. Take some time. Take an hour or so to watch this. So 800-259-9231. Your comments are welcome here. Also, number 10, by the way, following up the United States, Bahrain.
Interesting.
I don't even know where that is.
Where is Iran on that list? Is it listed there?
Middle East.
So, yeah, that's a good question, JJ. I don't actually have the list pulled up, but maybe we can dig in a little deeper here and find that out in a little bit.
Now, the problem with this list is don't think that you're going to go to these places and find freedom, necessarily. Right. Hong Kong, certainly that's true, but remember, it has the sword of Damocles in the form of China hanging over its head.
Which is ranked at 135, by the way.
At any point, China could decide, well, this isn't good enough, that we, you know, you guys need to get in line. Now, certainly, you'll be killing the goose that lays the golden egg, but hey, you know, what's the government care about the golden egg, necessarily?
Okay, well, I see what you're saying, Mark, and I don't recommend, I think people should come to New Hampshire and create the freest place in the world. I also agree that, you know, running away to someplace like Hong Kong is not going to solve your problems. However, to say that the reason why Hong Kong's a bad idea is because...
I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I'm just pointing out, you know, that these places are not panaceas.
No, certainly not.
He's saying if you were to move there.
And what I was really getting to was Singapore. Now, Singapore listed as the number 2 freest economically.
Right.
Place in the, I mean, this is
year after year.
Yeah, if you spit gum on the sidewalk, they're going to beat you with a stick.
Wow.
No kidding, right? Like, there's this kid back in
In the 90s.
Yeah, early 90s.
I don't know. It may have been legalized, chewing gum.
This wasn't about chewing gum. He had actually vandalized a few cars, I think. An American kid goes over there because, you know, those Singaporeans, like, they're pretty sure it's not a good idea to vandalize cars. This kid goes over there. He's that grungy kind of got a little angst going. He decides, I'm going to really make a stand here. They beat him with a stick like 9 times. I mean, the way they do it is if you pass out, they give you smelling salts.
Oh, my God.
They can wake you up for some more wax.
Wow.
I mean, these people are out of their minds when it comes to corporal punishment. But, you know, there's things about each one of these countries on the list. I think that what I can take away from this list is that it should be that the United States should be the number 1 on this list.
It dropped, by the way, since last year.
Interesting.
And it's sad. All my life I was told, land of the free, land
exactly.
of the free, land of the free. Well, if the land of the free can't show up above 9 on the free the world list,
Something's
I think that's
wrong.
Pretty darn sad.
Yep.
Places like New Zealand, Australia, Switzerland, Ireland are showing up above the United States? That's wrong.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. By the way, Sub-Saharan Africa achieved the largest score improvement according to the survey this year, the study. Economic freedom held steady in Europe and actually declined in North America. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything you want. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.freetalklive.com host you.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, ZenFacts, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemoryDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com features including news updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You will know first if you're on the news updates list. So you can follow us via email, you can do Twitter or Facebook, any one of those works, or more than one if you like. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by SACL CAI.
SACL CAI, they handle collections, they do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI can do it for you. They'll do it well, they'll do it with respect, and you'll keep your customers. SACL CAI, you can see their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, so we are talking about the Index of Economic Freedom, this one coming from the Heritage Foundation, and the 2011 index just released this week. And there's some interesting stuff in here. I went ahead and dug up you had some good questions, JJ, and I wanted to dig in a little deeper.
Certainly.
To get some better answers than what the AFP was presenting in their summary piece. The first thing you had asked was about Iran. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Iran is in the bottom section of countries at 171. That's 171 out of 179. It was interesting. We were talking about the lower end of the scale here, and for those just tuning in, the United States ended up at number 9, which is a drop from last year. They were, I think maybe it was number 8 last year. They're down. The number 1, of course, Hong Kong. Number 2, Singapore. But at the bottom of the list, you've got North Korea at number 179, and then Zimbabwe at number 178. And the difference between North Korea and Zimbabwe is huge.
Market, yeah.
It's like their ranking, there's this overall score, it's out of 100, so the highest ranked countries, like Hong Kong, 89.7, that's their rank. Lower ranked countries like Zimbabwe, the second lowest rank, 22.1, and then you look at North Korea, they got a score of a 1.
It sounds like, it kind of looks like North Korea didn't give them any data, didn't allow them to have any information. They're like, well, your score's 1.
That's pretty much it.
You can't even go into North Korea, certainly. So how could you start a business?
Well,
the people are scratching by. People don't get enough nutrition there because the government's so overbearing, it just makes it impossible to do anything.
Well, below North Korea, there's some N/A not available. So Afghanistan, Iraq, Liechtenstein, and the Sudan. Apparently, no information was available.
I've heard Liechtenstein's pretty free, but, you know, what do I know?
Well, apparently there's no information coming out of there or something like that. I don't know the reasoning for the
numbered
NA.
Bank accounts.
Yeah, I don't know the reasoning for the NA, but that's not there. So a little bit more information coming from the executive summary. There's a nice little 10-page executive summary. You can go to heritage.org to take a look at it. But generally, they're saying here that apparently, the Index of Economic Freedom generally increased, a slight increase in the average, the global average of economic freedom, point three increase from last year. So not a huge jump or anything like that. But there was a downturn the prior year before that. So maybe there's some sort of recovery going on, or maybe that's statistically insignificant. Every region, by the way, continues to maintain at least one of the top 20 freest countries. And as they point out here, economic freedom is the key to overall well-being. And so one of the questions earlier was, well, is personal freedom taken into account into this? I don't think it's one of the major factors, but they do mention here that the findings from previous editions regarding the various tangible benefits of living in, the 2011 edition confirms the findings from previous editions regarding the various tangible benefits of living in freer societies. Not only are higher levels of economic freedom associated with higher per capita incomes, but greater economic freedom is also strongly correlated to overall well-being, which takes into account such factors as health, education, security, and personal freedom. And then they give you charts and data to back this up, which is also very interesting. So if your comments are welcome here at 800-259-9231. High levels of government spending in response to the global economic turmoil have not resulted in higher economic growth, according to the summary. In light of the economic crisis, many advanced economies' governments have stepped up their direct interference in the economy with government spending. Though volumes of evidence have highlighted the negative results of massive government spending, in a time of crisis, some have tried the Keynesian policy prescription of stimulating demand with government spending. That spending, more than any market factor, has posed the greatest risk to economic dynamism. Relying on government spending in the form of various stimulus packages not only has failed to promote growth and employment, but has also seemed to prolong the crisis by hampering private sector investment. Bloated government debt has turned the economic slowdown into a fiscal crisis in many countries, with economic stagnation fueling a long-term employment crisis. And there's no doubt that they're spot on with that analysis.
Definitely. A lot of the job creation that the government wants to do is simply more bureaucracy creation.
It's make work.
It's stuff that needs to be maintained if it wants to continue to claim to be a job.
Right. The government thinks that adding bureaucrats to punch numbers and take money from people and all that other stuff is creating jobs. It's not.
No,
I mean,
no.
jobs are creating wealth, things that people can use in their lives.
Things that people they want, services and products that they're willing to pay for on a consensual basis, whereas government just creates jobs for people to sit at a desk.
IRS agents not creating wealth.
Nope.
Yeah, exactly. And who really wants their services? Not me.
Not interested.
So, again, your thoughts are welcome here. As the United States dropping, they give you actually a list of the gainers and losers here. Which countries gained, which countries lost. Iceland, the biggest loser, with a negative 5.5, while Rwanda, the biggest gain in freedom, with a 3.6. And you were saying something during the break, JJ, about how to kind of phrase this, how to talk about, you know, the idea of government restricting people versus having more freedom.
Basically, my point of view is simply that freedom is the natural state. It is the...
So freedom didn't increase in Rwanda.
No, it was less tyranny, because it takes effort to restrict freedom. Freedom is simple... It is, you know, unhindered, and you must apply energy and material to restrict freedom. Otherwise, without any restriction, freedom is simply the state of being.
The natural state,
yes,
yeah.
The natural state, or the at-rest state.
It's important to stay positive when you're talking about the ideas of liberty.
Indeed. I think the positive message is more, not only easier to understand and easier to process, but it's received better because it is positive. It isn't going to elicit negative emotions, negative thoughts, or sort of distraction.
I'm not anti-government. I'm pro-freedom. Or I'm pro-self-government. How about that?
I'm pro-self.
Yeah. So,
or individual.
Scores of 117 economies improved over the last year. The scores of 58 of them are worse, and 4 of them are unchanged. Hong Kong, by the way, unchanged, while Singapore gaining on Hong Kong, maybe going to cross over and be the number one most free country.
But I'd
Hong
hate Kong, to see that, because...
It's 17 years, by the way, that Hong Kong's been number one on this list.
I'd hate to see Singapore move into number one, because it is so not the freest place when it comes to other things.
Well, I wonder if that's changed at all. I mean, we really haven't heard about any canings in a long time. That doesn't mean they're not happening.
Right. Well, Americans only care if Americans get caned.
It'd be interesting to cross-reference these rankings with the actual number of businesses that were started.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. We'll talk about some of the things that are making this country... not so free. There's some crazy school legislation out there, and we'll tell you about it coming up here in a moment. Tickets being given out at schools.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed, bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. JJ is going to share with us in a little bit some more dire economic information for certain state government workers around the country. You already know that Illinois is having a tough time. Well, it turns out some other states are also having a pretty tough time too, and we'll talk about what they're facing, the problems with their pension funds for the government bureaucrats. 800-259-9231. Also, of course, your calls are welcome about anything. Plus, don't forget to visit our website. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there, shrine.freetalklive.com. We'll get you there, and you can see the ladies who have taken the time to send us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program, shrine.freetalklive.com.
On Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold or silver or precious metals of all sorts as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency. Well, we've teamed up with Midas Resources. They're the syndicate. They're our syndicate, Genesis Communications Network. They're owned by Midas Resources, and we're offering you some really great rates on some hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Go over there, check them out. The list I've made myself of these coins, because I believe that some of them, some of them are easier to compare than others with other companies, and I want you to check gold.freetalklive.com before you purchase any gold or silver any place else. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231 is the number. Of course, you can bring up anything. I'll give you an example here of one of the things that is making this country significantly less free, and certainly from an economic standpoint. We've been talking about the Economic Freedom Index from the Heritage Foundation, which has found that the United States has dropped. It's number 9 out of 179 countries in the world, being bested by Canada, bested by Hong Kong. But one of the things they're doing is they're nickel and diming people to death. They're coming up with fines for all kinds of things because the governments, as we've been pointing out, are not very good at slicing back. If they are facing an economic strain, as many of us are, as a lot of people are in the economic downturn, governments don't tend to want to cut things.
No, the government is made to survive and to grow, not to expire or to decrease at all.
So they want to find out new ways to milk you. They want to keep their same budget. They, in fact, not only want to keep their same budgets, in many cases they want to continue to increase the budgets. The government's idea of a cut is to say, well, we're going to cut the amount we can increase our budget by.
Exactly.
We're from 3% to 2%.
Right. They're still increasing the wages and the pension benefits and all the other things associated, but they're decreasing the amount, they're increasing it and saying that's a savings.
That's a cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's just the government logic for you. So here's another example of how they're trying to just extract as much money out of people as they possibly can. In Dallas, CBSDFW.com reporting that court has become a deterrent instead of detention for some North Texas students. The social and economic group Texas Appleseed collected 5 years' worth of data from 22 districts across the state and found that young students, including a 6-year-old in Dallas, who received Class C misdemeanor tickets for things like disrupting class, leaving school early, and schoolyard brawls that didn't include weapons. Dallas ISD was one of the districts that had a very large number of elementary school students that were issued Class C misdemeanors. They are giving tickets
to minors? Are these students are minors?
That's right. Two children.
Right.
Elementary kids.
That their parents are going to pay because clearly
of
these
course.
Kids don't make money.
Of course. So your son in his fourth grade class, maybe throws a spitball at the ceiling or something like that. Like, you know, who hasn't done in elementary school or somehow been rambunctious, disrupted the class, whatever. Whatever violation of the school rules it normally would, in my day, and in your day, guys, I'm sure, would have resulted in a referral and a trip to the office. Isn't that how they handled it?
Something
in
minor
my,
like that.
In my elementary school, they paddled your butt with a stick.
They did have that in the past at a lot of schools. I don't think that's as popular these days. But usually it was some sort of a trip to the office and some sort of an internal punishment.
Yes, we had in-house suspension as part of the punishment system.
Sometimes they'd bring you in for Saturday school, or they'd have, you'd have to go around, pick up garbage around the campus or something like that. But now, you're going to get a ticket.
Mm.
And you'll have to go to court.
I really hope people are challenging these tickets.
What do you think?
Of course not.
Yeah. So, over the course of 5 years, more than 1,200 elementary students in the school district received a ticket. Operations, I think OM stands for Operations Manager, but who knows. O.M. Roberts Elementary, maybe I should read the paragraph, parent found Abby Amador that, wow, this is a messed up article. I thought it was confusing in the first paragraph. O.M. Roberts Elementary parent found Abby Amador found, they put found in there twice, that alarming. It's the school district's job to help us as parents to help them determine what's right from wrong. I don't think it's correct to give a ticket. To give them a ticket at 6 years old, said Amador.
That's crazy.
In 2006 to 2007, over 4,000 students received tickets, but one parent said, wow, this is messed up. One parent said, depending on the student's age, it may not be a bad way to curtail persistent misbehavior. Please find me. I'll just slap my son into shape. He'll be a good little boy. Just find me, and I'll be a better parent to my child. It's just so destructive.
It's insane.
It sounds like that person's probably friends or works with the bureaucracy.
Maybe so. It just depends on the age.
At what point does it stop making sense to send your kid to the public school? I understand why people send their kids to the government school in the government school system. I get it.
It's because they've already paid for it.
They've been forced to pay for it. They've been paying for it all their lives, quite frankly. And I understand why they choose to do it. I just at what point, how many tickets do you have to get before you're like, this is ridiculous. I'm going to send them to for some private school where they're not going to give me tickets.
Well, and in fact, the data shows the tickets can cost a family as much as $500.
Good God, that's a lot of money if you consider over all that time frame, the overtime effect. Even if they were only $20 a ticket, you're talking tens of thousands of dollars reached from these kids.
Right. Let's put this back into perspective here. Remember, it was 1,200 elementary students that received a ticket over the course of 5 years. And then they tell you that in just one school year, over 4,000 students received tickets. 4,000 kids.
It's crazy.
Now, I imagine there are a lot of kids in the Dallas school system. That's still a significant amount of people being ticketed in school. How many other places is this happening?
Well, I think if they're going to fleece anyone, they're going to fleece the weakest people first, and who's weaker than a six-year-old? They're not going to say no to a ticket. It's considered sharing. Oh, the officer is sharing this piece of paper with you. You just give it to your mom and dad.
DISD issued a statement on the report saying the district's number one priority is safety, and the learning environment should never be compromised. The vast majority of our students are not disruptive. Those who do receive tickets are hopefully learning that their actions have consequences. So, we've been saying for a long time that this government school system is, in a way, training wheels for the real world, that you get used to taking orders, the real world of, you know, this kind of socio-fascistic world in which we live. This kind of rigid hierarchical structure exists in the government school. Orders are handed down from on high.
Authority in general, just the blanket authority where there's this one person and that everyone must respect this person and the authority they have because... That's just the way it
works. We said so.
Yeah, it's...
That's how it's always been. So this is very important, to inculcate the youth of America into these paradigms, and of course bring them into the left-right paradigm, to teach them that they're either a Democrat or Republican, and, you know, essentially do all this brainwashing. But part of it was preparing people for the police state that they'll be entering into, having the police around frequently, doing things like raids in the school, searching around with drug dogs, looking through people's lockers, stopping kids and searching them.
The kids are going to have no problem with the police state if this is what they have to deal with. If they're getting tickets for misbehavior in class.
Well, they're learning the fear, though. They're learning the fear that comes with dealing with this man in blue. And if you cross anyone, this man in blue will show up, and he will either hand you a ticket or you get to see his gun. It's all shiny. Dangerous.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And, boy, CBS in Dallas-Fort Worth, what an embarrassing copy editing job they did. It's just the worst... Worst edited article I've seen so far this year. More coming up. You take control. Bring up absolutely anything. Is this happening in your area? Tickets instead of referral slips?
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free. The number, 800-259-9231. It's brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. It's that simple. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done.
Intern for Liberty. Make a difference. Get experience and get paid. The Institute for Humane Studies is seeking undergraduates, graduates, and recent graduates for its summer internship programs. They have internships in all kinds of journalism and in public policy. The internship includes a generous stipend, housing assistance, career workshops, training throughout the summer. You can visit libertarianinternships.com for more information and to sign up and receive updates and reminders. This is very important if you want to get involved. It's libertarianinternships.com. You know, most college graduates don't have something lined up for the summer as far as jobs and that kind of thing. It's going to be a tough economy to have a job, and Libertarian Internships could take care of that and put you into a career that you can make your life's work. libertarianinternships.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, focusing on more of the insanity here that is continuing to develop across the country. As in Dallas-Fort Worth, apparently for years, they've done a study that shows that this has been going, the study has lasted 5 years. Maybe this has been going on longer than that. But in the last 5 years, 1,200 elementary school students have been given tickets for things like acting out in class.
I think it's shameful that it's gone on this long without people challenging it, with standing up and resisting through whatever means they can, whether it be legal or, the filing some suit with the state. I don't care how you do it, but having them fleece your kids is just, it's terrible.
It's horrible, and of course, as you pointed out before, it's the family members that are, of course, going to be on the line. It's mom and dad that are going to be the ones that have to pay these fines. And I agree with you completely, JJ. It is sad that people aren't standing up to this, but this is what happens when people don't stand up.
That's
this
right.
is where it goes when people are just so obedient and so docile that any old ticket they get for anything that the government comes up with, they'll go ahead and pay. So you can expect the government to come up with more tickets and more things and more rules for you to break, so you can end up paying them more money every year.
The sad thing is that people turned this over to the government with the expectation that...
This meaning school?
School.
Okay.
Over to the government with the expectation that the government was going to do, you know, at least a minimally adequate job of educating kids. You know, not necessarily the ones that really created this didn't believe the government was going to educate their kids. They knew better. But this was for the...
Right,
the,
teachers send their kids to private schools typically.
The mundanes or whatever, we're going to send their kids there. But what has happened is this is, you know, the right to school has turned into the obligation to school, the necessity that every kid receive an adequate education, which means that the lowest common denominator, who honestly shouldn't be there, now the school's drugged down to that level, and then the school the kids start to see that that level is the cool one, and then the lowest common denominator of that level then drags it down another level. It just keeps on going, diminishing
generation
value,
after generation,
to the point where teachers can't do anything about discipline. There's nothing that public school teachers really can do about discipline. Yes, the amazing teacher, there are some, the truly amazing teachers can make it so that that the kids in their classes don't act up, but you're talking about the one in a million teacher. The average teacher just doesn't know what to do with these kids, and I can understand why they've ended up calling the cops in. But the reason is because some people's kids just don't want to go to school. There's that 0.5% of the population that just shouldn't be there, because schools should be a privilege for kids that behave themselves. Not for kids. Not, it shouldn't be prison. When you've got prison, when you turn school into prison, you're going to have prison-like behavior. Pretty soon, these kids are going to be shanking each other on the rec field.
Yeah, I mean, they probably do that already.
What else?
It's a tragedy of the one-size-fits-all mentality, where every kid must go through the same indoctrination camp, same school.
And if they
system.
Don't, they're not properly socialized.
Right.
If your kid doesn't know how to knife fight and cuss like a sailor, then he's not properly socialized. If the bully doesn't beat the snot out of your kid on a regular basis to the point that he's petrified of going to school, people say he's not properly socialized.
Right.
This is the slave mentality that goes on in this nation. Well, we've got to send our kids to the government school and have the snot beat out of them, teach them how to cuss and knife fight.
Yes, the slaves wanting the other slaves to follow the same torturous past they had. I went to public school,
tragic.
So it must be good enough for you.
Well, and then there's all kinds of really sad justifications that go on. For instance, I've called the local talk show here in Keene, New Hampshire, a number of times. It's run by some of the local city councilors. And I've posited the ideas of a free market in education, where people will just go ahead and get the education they're looking for from service providers. And if those service providers don't exist, they'll start their own schools, and we'll have education that's available in different forms and variety and options and prices and everything, just like we have in the other areas in which the government doesn't have a total, virtual monopoly. And when I present these ideas, so frequently they're received as, oh, well, that's, that sounds great, but it just, it can't work that way.
Well, think of it this way. You're not going to go to your food store to get your oil changed on your car. You're not going to go to your food store to get parts for your furnace. So why should we expect to send our kids to one place to get all of the knowledge that they need for life when we can't find one place that suits any other one need we or any other collective need that we have?
Well,
everything's specialized, and which gives it focus, which dedicates time and effort to that one specific need, and you get
the best
service. But,
JJ, don't all kids need to have the same curriculum?
No, I think all kids are different. Maybe they aren't interested in certain curriculum.
Well, let's let them pick between math. Let's let them pick between music and between art and computers. How about that? PE, too.
Well, I think if that works out for them, if the parents are fine with that, if that's what they plan to do with their life, I mean, they're going to need to learn their language, obviously. They're going to need to learn how to speak English, but I think that...
Well, all kids have to learn the math, and they have to learn the English. Everybody's got to have that. But you see, the thing is, not only... I think that all kids do have to learn math, and do have to learn English, and do have to learn, so many of these core requirements. I'm just not so silly as to believe that every kid's going to learn them at the same speed.
Well,
my son, Jack, at two, is reading. I mean, we had a little course called babyreadingkit.com, and the kid was reading. Is reading stuff. I didn't start reading till 6 or 7.
If you have a dedicated study, you're going to learn the other things that go with it. Like if you're learning computers, you're going to learn math along with the computing, because that's what you need to do in order to complete that process.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's silly to think that you need to, have specific math is got to be separate in this area forever. and it shouldn't touch any other class of study, and then language shouldn't touch any other class of study. I think we learn across a broad spectrum at all times. It isn't just focused on one thing or the other. And right. I think the value of learning the concept of how things work together is more valuable than simply learning how to remember certain phrases.
And there's a lot of memorization that goes
on. Yes, memorizing.
I'm glad you brought that up. I mean, I wasn't being serious. I was just kind of defining what my experience in school was. I mean, it's like the government's idea of innovation when it comes to schools is to let kids pick between art and music. I mean, or computers now that the computers exist. And that's what it was like for me. It was just this base. There were these extra little electives that you could take.
Charter schools and things like that. I mean, but, you know.
I'm talking about what I could choose as a student in the government school. That was it. Those were the only options I had. Everything else, I was on their one-size-fits-all track. They demanded that I do this because they said these things are important.
Well, okay.
I wasn't able to determine what was important to me, and I think that's one of the things you're touching on,
well,
JJ.
Coming from the manufacturing industry, where I've spent a lot of my life, I was taught how to do what I did on the job because you can't learn the things I learned in a school or in a classroom. You need to take apart a machine in order to figure out how to fix it and to understand the concept behind what's actually working and what's touching what. And so the on-the-job training gave me all the tools I needed to do the job. I mean, all the schooling I had, okay, sure, maybe I could write a good paper, but I didn't write any papers for this job.
Yeah.
And the math that I needed to know, I mean, the basic math, obviously, the school has taught me, and I've taken advanced math and all that sort of stuff, but the job taught me the math, again, the way they wanted things done.
That makes sense.
So the idea that we need to send all our kids to school for the same curriculum so that they can all be the same person is ridiculous. When we need more manufacturing jobs in order to help our economy, we need more production. You're not going to learn that in a classroom. You're going to learn that in some sort of craftsman mentality training session where you learn how to actually use machines and you get the hands-on experience of doing things and crafting, and the concepts are explained.
And in those cases, you can actually get paid to learn in a lot of those instances.
No, I'm not advocating kids go and put things together. But you can always learn as a child how to do these sorts of things and then build on that knowledge. And maybe by the time you're 18, you can repair a car like anyone who's been doing it for 10 years.
Yep, and the government just doesn't have these options, and they never will. Their system will never innovate like the marketplace can. It will always cost more. 1-800-259-9231. And now they're coming up with some really sick, disturbing, and twisted, tyrannical additions to an already Orwellian, disturbing school system with the handing out tickets in the thousands every single year.
Absurd.
School kids. More coming up. Hour 2's next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Tollhouse Morsels, helping you create special moments and memories your family will cherish forever. Visit us at tollhouse.com. You may bake for birthdays and holidays, but why stop there? Sweeten up the rest of the year by designating monthly dessert days. Treat your family to one of their favorites or surprise them with something new. Either way, you'll create a tradition everyone will love. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.